In this world, the spirit is nurtured by love and healed by the medicine of artists, at times inspiring the most gracious of prayers. It is said that music can soothe the savage beast, that laughter is the best medicine, and poetry can make us feel deeper by insight. Stories bring us together through time and space. The song is like a picture. It tells a story. La gente dicen que música puede calmar la bestia salvaje, que riendo es el mejor medicina, y poesía hace sentir los sentimientos más profundos de nuestra mente y alma. Las historias hacemos más juntos entre tiempo y espacio. Y una canción es como un foto, dice una historia. I would like to humbly present The Medicine Show, a variety show which features artists producing original material and which is therapeutic because it reflects our culture, which in turn stimulates thought and reconsideration to a positive outcome. For goodness sake, The Medicine Show. Welcome to the Vancouver Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Broadcast, webcast, and podcast from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver is crossing borders with Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam people. BC is some of the last unceded lands. That's the Malawi Mouse Boys.
Hey. Well, welcome to the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM. And tonight we are featuring a few people here. We're going to take you into a song right away and come right back. What do you got queued up there for us, CeeLo? This is Buffy St. Marie. And it's my way. We're going to come back with a few guests, just starting out for you fresh Friday night. Enjoy.
I'm cutting my own way through my own day, and all I dare say is it's my own. I got my own seeds, I got my own weeds, I got my own harvest that I've sown. Now I can tell you things I've done, and I can sing you songs I've sung. But there's one thing I can't give, I and I alone can live. The years I've known and the life I've grown, I got a way I'm going, and it's my way. I get my own in my own game, I got my own name, and it's my way. I got my own wrong, I got my own right, I got my own fight, and it's my way. I got my own peace, I got my own wrath, I got my own path that only I can go. I got my come, your dear Lord. things you'll know, and a life you'll grow. You got a way to go, and it's all on your own.
Welcome back to The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Tonight's prescription is Champion Over Adversities with our guests Georgia Coover, Craig Shibley, and Sean Hillman. And with our guests Shane Williams, and he's got a friend with him, the drummer Matt. And we're listening to, first of all, we came in with Malawi Mouse Boys and then listened to some Buffy St. Marie and so on. So our first guest tonight, Craig Shibley and Sean Hillman. Well, Craig is a composer and student from Smithers, currently studying at Simon Fraser University. And Craig has composed a variety of works for small ensembles and composes for and plays in the symphonic metal octet Opus Arise, founded by Sean Hillman, who is also here with us in the studio today of The Medicine Show. Welcome, Sean and Craig. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. Good.
I'm sorry.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about the song you're about to play. It's something that you composed?
Yes. It's a short piece for cello and piano in D minor, 5/4 time, and
excellent.
I'm on piano, and Sean was here with me on cello.
Yeah, nice big full-size cello. So why don't you guys take it away, and we'll talk to you guys in a minute about it, about your what's going on.
For sure.
Yeah,
thanks.
Whoops. Here, adjust. Sorry about the adjusting there. Are we good, CeeLo?
Yep.
We're also here with our DJ, CeeLo. I'm Jason Lawrence, and this is Artists of Opus Arise. Thank you. deep, deep bass. I just love the sound of the deep cello when it gets, it's those low notes. All right, that's I'm going to make a crinkling sound with the microphone here. There we go. Okay, so, wow, intense. So you you guys are in this band and called Opus Arise. Are you fans of Lost in Thought, or do you listen to them?
Yeah, I get that quite a bit. Like, how the band's original name was called Opus Infinite, but when that project disbanded, I thought, well, I was inspired by a lot of things. You know, being a martial artist as well, and I think one part in the movie, The Dark Knight Rises, Bruce Wayne escapes the cave there. I just thought, Opus Arise, you know, I'm redoing this project again, and then all of a sudden, I see this band's album name's Opus Arise, but I'm like, whatever. It's a great band name. No one's taken that band name. So.
Absolutely. A lot of people name their bands after an album of their favorite artist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's kind of a cool theme because you're giving tribute, right?
Yes.
Right on. So how'd you guys find each other?
Well, last year, we did a different kind of, I think we did a different project. With Giselle, actually.
Georgia Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah, with Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she actually introduced.
Who's going to be coming up next?
Yeah.
Right on, right on. How many people are in that group?
In Opus Arise, there are eight people.
Eight people, yes.
Wow, I did see your internet presence. How can people find more and get more of your project? I guess just Google it.
Yes.
They're going to be finding Lost in Thought first, but how do they, on Vancouver... On Facebook, that's an easy way, right?
Well, we have a Facebook page right now. Just search facebook.com/opusarise. We just finished recording our debut album. Mm-hmm. It should be coming out in the next couple of months. Artwork is just being finalized on it, as well as the editing, mixing, and mastering for it.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, and then do you guys have anything that you want to say while you got the microphone there?
Well, we got the upcoming Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo that we're playing. We're arranging music from a lot of famous video games to symphonic metal, like games like Final Fantasy, Chrono
Why
Trigger.
Why am I not surprised?
Metroid. Yeah. Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy, like I just said, Metroid, Gunstar Heroes.
And can you educate the people? A lot of people listening to this show don't realize that they do have stadiums full of people watching video games. And call it, what did you call it? Is it like a conference or a symposium or something?
There's touring orchestra shows like The Legend of Zelda, Symphony of the Goddesses, Final Fantasy, Distant Worlds, Video Games Live, for instance. And it's quite a big thing. It's a quite a big market for the video game music, and it's something we want to explore quite a bit, and it's a lot of fun to do. It challenges us quite a bit, and besides the Retro Gaming Expo coming up, we are working on our follow up CD as well. So,
right on, right on. Well, that's certainly inspiring to see young people going to such great lengths. You know, that the great compositions, you know. At least it's not a lost art that people are still doing and, taking the time to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know some people who are working on the same thing myself and stuff like that, but I'm just always happy to hear it. So come back to the Medicine Show sometime and maybe bring in some more of the Opus Arise thing. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be coming back with Georgia Coover and Shane and Matt, Shane Williams and Matt, drummer boy Bailey. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
You've come out to CITR Shindig each week to hear the bands duke it out to be the winner of their night. Now, come out to hear the winners compete to make it to the finals. Each semi will feature three of your past winners, with the winners of the semifinals guaranteed a place and a prize in the finals on February 5th. The second semi is happening on Tuesday, January 19th, featuring the winners from nights 4, 5, and 6, Winona Forever, Pale Red, and Waldron. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings at 8 for locally made beer, pool, music, and an epic night. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
You have hair? Do you want to help children in need? The UBC Cancer Association has an event for you. Cutsford Cancer provides visitors with professional haircuts, with all proceeds going to the Canadian Cancer Society. With a donation of over 8 inches, the haircut is free. Hair donations are made into wigs for patients at the BC Children's Hospital. Last year, we raised over $65,000, but this year we hope to break $100,000. Help make our dreams possible this February. Check out the UBC Cancer Association Facebook page for more details.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
I trim the nerves. pounce on it. Rock, paper, scissors, pounce on it, pounce on it.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
All right, we're back on The Medicine Show. And, well, we have in the studio now, while we're broadcasting live energy, healing energy with live music and laughter. We have welcoming an aspiring artist, musician, writer, and poet who is championing over the adversity of autism, bullying, and the modern culture. She is started playing the violin at 14, performed at the Queen's Park Arena and the public gathering for the Justice Institute, competed in 2007 Irish Music Competition, did music lessons at British Columbia Conservatory and of Music, and attended English classes to develop her skills for college requirements. She developed a passion for composition. So she is enrolled in the basic musicianship program and next the University Transfer Music Program. Is that here at UBC?
No, it's actually at VCC.
All right, excellent. And you've performed with various orchestras and ensembles, including the Surrey Youth Orchestra, New Westminster Symphony Orchestra, and the Douglas College Dues Band. Well, Page of Dues.
And right now I'm with the West Coast Symphony Orchestra, which is really fun. We're always rehearse at VCC Auditorium. The people are very friendly. I started to love more of the classical genre, and I enjoy playing with them. So It's quite a blessing.
So Georgia has recently submitted one of her original compositions to the New Westminster Symphony Orchestra, right?
Yeah.
And still in school, plays three main string instruments, which I'm assuming is erhu?
Chinese violin with a snake skin for the body, and mostly you hold with a different way of holding a bow is usually that way, but in Western technique, it's usually facing down.
So it's like the, you know, when children go to hold a spoon, it's the exact opposite as when an adult does. So it's kind of like that opposite, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, great. And so the other two instruments, are they viola and violin?
Yep.
Okay, you're currently part of the West Coast Symphony Orchestra, and you work at a poutine joint.
Yes, which is called Frenchie's. One of the best poutines they will ever make. Montreal authentic.
You know, you got quite a resume here, and it sounds like you're learning a lot about what makes cheese curd so different from other cheeses as well. I've always wanted, like, it is such a different cheese. It's got a different consistency, different flavor. It doesn't melt well.
Well, I can't say much about cheese.
I know you probably have a lot to say about music, though.
Yes. Yes, I'm a music enthusiast and a string polygamist, so yeah.
A string polygamist. She's also a comedian and a poet. So
not really. No, I'm not really a comedian.
Okay, well, you're doing pretty good on this show. So
okay.
All right. The song you're going to do first is called Grit. Is that correct?
It's called Grits.
Grits.
This is a composition for violin, but it's also based on My concerti. It's called the String Battle Concerto, and you got different instruments playing a solo until in the fourth movement, all of the strings, bass, violin, and viola, they all go into battle in the fourth movement, which is still in development. but I'm going to play you grits.
And curious, do you, like, grits is a food that's in corn, hominy corn, from down south in the United States. Have you heard of grits, that food?
No, but I'd call it grits, as in gritty and sound and... Gritty in sound and also the texture of it.
Well, let's hear it. Sounds great. And you're playing, which instrument is this, the viola or violin?
The viola.
Okay, I don't want to presume, you know, I get that wrong a lot. Go ahead.
All right.
Beautiful, Georgia. Thank you.
Thank you. No, all thank right. you.
No, thank you. No. So I've got a song coming up called Redwood by Rick Genge. And Rick has been and then I got a piece of poetry for Georgia to read as well.
Okay.
So Rick Genge has what we call Medicine Show Family because he's been on the show before.
Cool.
And so we call a Medicine Show Family. We like to adopt people right into the family and just work with them afterwards and keep playing their music. So here's this. I'll hold one of these for you.
Okay.
We're sort of switching around here in the studio, and you just scroll down there.
Yeah.
And
oh. Here we go.
Take your own microphone.
Oh, no. No. Okay.
All right. So put your hand over here and scroll away.
Okay. So, my poem.
This is your poem called Young Hearts.
Right. So, this is a poem that I wrote when I was 18 years old. I was going through with a lot of life changes after high school, and I didn't know what to do. And years after I got into music school, I developed what it's like to be human. So here it goes. To be beautiful is to suffer. To love is to sacrifice. To be brave is to be scared. To be tough is to collect scars and bruises. To discover is to learn. To redeem is to make your greatest endeavors. To be confident is to fear. To be safe is to know danger. To be in a new world is to be foreign. To feel is to touch with your fingers. To be victorious is to keep fighting. To be an individual is to be different from everyone else. To find your path is to be lost. To create is to be inspired. To defend is to rebel or protest. To save yourself is your choice.
All right. Thank you. Now, you have written something underneath. Here, go ahead and scroll and see. Let me know if you want to read this one. And we can, we've got Rick Genge playing in the background. If that ends, we'll just keep repeating because it's a good music to go to. Do you want to do this one?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Music in itself is medicine. If I were in the hospital, I wouldn't want an IV. I would want an iPod. Bewilderment, loneliness in the face of this world, and other words contrasted with music. Ecstasy, nostalgia, seeing a beautiful face, the sacred quality of time when you tune in. We do not understand bewilderment and loneliness like we do not understand the powerful ecstasy when listening to a piece of music. It lifts your spirit. You fall in love, and the real everlasting question, the inextricable pebble in our shoes, always comes back to the mind and the mind alone. And in fact, our individual mind, which is the first and final source of our interest, the bizarre depths, the place that is inaccessible below the surface, its strangeness, its absolute darkness, darkest recesses, the places most difficult to divine, the hardest to see, the most resistant to articulation, the closest to ineffability, intense love, dream, memory, imagination, the divine music.
Wow, okay. I'm glad you shared that. Did you want to play, which instrument are you going to play next?
I'm going to play my violin, please. Unfortunately, I did not bring my amp today to bring out the electronicness in the violin because I was carrying too much stuff. But I'm going to play you a piece called Electric Classic, so which is a combination of classical and electric. And also this explores all more of the techniques and extends it. So, and what I love is about this piece is that you feel that intense ecstasy.
Nice. And so is this kind of rare that we're getting to hear it unelectrified as an electric song then? It's the unplugged version.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Make the best of it. Right on. So once again, George Cuver. What's the name of the song?
Electric Classic.
Electric Classic.
Thank you.
Thank you, George Coover.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's beautiful to have you on our show, and thanks for sharing so much of your story and everything.
Well, thank you so much.
I know we didn't have a long time to get into it. We're going to be coming back in a few minutes with Shane Williams and Matt Bailey on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it? There's only one word for it. Terrific.
All right. Okay, we're gonna go into a song from somebody who has been on The Medicine Show before. We call Medicine Show family. So we're going to listen to Laura Kelsey is from a band called Dispel. The song is called Peace Is, and she'll be coming on the show, if not a few people from her band, coming up in February, I do believe. So give a listen to Laura Kelsey and the band Dispel. The song's called Peace Is. Thank you.
Still storming up in poor man's walls to be overheard among another's brazen time. The rhythm shivers on edge to mine, there's no one can tell the line. We work together to war.
Laura Kelsey, you rock the wasteland and the underworld, girl. Yeah. Okay. So we're back on the Medicine Show, healing energy with live music and laughter. Next up is Shane Williams and Matt Bailey. Shane Williams is actually a 21-year-old phoenix. If you bring him down, he'll rise up in the most majestic way. He's a singer songwriter that plays guitar and harmonica. A foster kid that after moving a couple times found a better home, started playing guitar around 17 years old and knew he wanted to play since he was 8 or 9. But he didn't have the guts to ask his foster parents for a guitar.
Sounds right.
Man. Okay, so later in life, his best friend at the time started playing and taught him the C chord. And he says he's been hooked ever since. So from interest became self-therapy, melted into a fiery passion, and singing his own music for over a year and a half now. He says his life is just starting, and he says, there's no stopping me now. Great. Great, great, great. And one of his friends that he lives with is 21-year-old drummer boy Matt Bailey. From Toronto, his dad owned a music store, so groove has been infused into his blood. Some people say that his mother was Neil Peart's drum set, conceived after one of his legendary drum solos. So if you look into Matt's eyes, you can see his living, breathing beat. He plays drums. Hello, gentlemen. How's about a song? What's it called? Any words about it?
Sorry.
These guys are having too good a time. That intro was not written by me. Well, it's edited by me, but
it's all me. That's what you get for being with me, Matt.
Good time, Shane.
All right, we'll see how the song works. It's called, I just named it Stuck in Time. And yeah, should we just go for it?
Just go for it, yeah.
Stuck in Time.
Care as long as I've a place to go. Honey, now let's get lost in time. See the world created up and down right. Honey, now let's get lost in time.
lot to change. Be a better man if I got to say. What would you do if this love was just a game? Yeah. The question is, babe, would you still love me anyway? Honey, now let's get lost in time. See the world green in our own damn eyes. Honey, now let's get lost in time. See the world green in our own damn
Right on, right on.
I kept like pressing the cords, so I'm like pulling my head down.
That was awesome, man.
Good jamming, good jamming. As I said, that was Shane Williams, Matt Bailey. So, what you guys did you meet through like sharing a rental space or something? Or
well, how I live
did
in a house, and you know, I live with a couple guys. I have it really nice. Live in the living room, cheap rent. But we're you know still upstairs for you know people who can afford it, like this guy who has a job. And he came in after...
That sure helps, you know.
Yeah.
Work pulls in a bit of money to pay rent.
I was originally supposed to actually...
Here, grab a mic in.
I was originally
supposed right to... Come
right in. Right there?
There you go.
I was originally nice. Supposed to actually go back to Toronto at the end of, I think it was November, and I just, last minute, I got a call from one of the guys that was showing the room, and came in, saw it, and just took it, and then just flew from there.
And Matt Shane.
And met Shane, yes.
Is there more musicians in the house?
No, not in my opinion.
So are you guys going to, I think you did say you're forming a band as well, right, though, Shane?
Oh, yeah, we're just going to jam, see what happens. I'm trying to put something together.
No, yeah, but you're looking for like a whole setup eventually.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Luckily, I found a drummer, so I got to get a bass.
I know it sounds like you can hear yourself, but
it's no one can hear me? Oh, great. Yeah. What a great first impression. But I'm trying to put stuff together, so luckily this guy came out of the blue and, you know, can keep a beat, like I said. It's in his blood, I guess. I'm looking for a guitar player, bassist, you know.
Love the Neil Peart story there.
That's my
dad. Crazy thing is my dad actually, he sold Neil Peart a drum kit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And so... Is the music store in Toronto?
Yeah, it's in it's actually called Soul Drums. Yeah, my dad.
Soul
yeah,
Drums.
My dad still owns it. They've been running since I think it's 1998 or 80. It's somewhere in the 90s.
Was your dad a drummer?
Oh yeah, he's a drummer. He won. He actually won a Juno with Willie P. Bennett on the Heartstrings album in 1998.
No way.
Yeah.
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 And, well, I'm feeling a little bit ignorant then. What type of music is that?
I think it was. Like kind of like folk kind of country,
you know. Sure.
I love that stuff. Yeah. I can't help myself.
I was probably only 6 years old when that happened, so I don't even really remember that much of it.
Very
all
cool.
Out of Woody Guthrie.
Pardon?
Don't worry about it.
What about Woody Guthrie? What'd you say?
Woody what?
Yeah, well, Woody.
Could you hear me singing before then?
Oh yeah, we could hear you. He wasn't, you know, you sing such a soft spoken sound. It could be louder in this mix. But it's definitely, I think we're getting mostly the nice tones of it instead of the articulated syllables and words in there that we might want to hear more. So you can come in a little bit more when you're singing, but not too, yeah, because it's soft, right? It's all good. and if anybody has any comments or questions, you can also find us on Facebook. We are Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook and at Van Medicine Show on Twitter. You can always give us your comments and feedback and stuff like that. We are broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, from Coast Salish territory on unceded Musqueam land. Well, actually, the whole province here, most of it is unceded land, but we are on Musqueam land here in sandwiched around in between the Tsleil-Waututh First Nations, the well, we're sandwiched in between a couple. I don't like, excuse me, getting all tongue-tied again. So, well, since I mentioned it, now I have to be accurate, right? So I'm trying.
Don't think about it, just feel it.
There you go, beautiful people's babies. So we're gonna go into another song with Shane Williams.
Speaking of love, this is called "Beautiful Love," and this is our it's my sex song. So I don't know if I can say that, but just feel the love.
Oh, I guess I should clarify. We're sandwiched between the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam First Nations.
In other words, love.
Love, babies. Love. Yeah, that's right. To the peoples walking by. People's listening.
I felt it right. I can be your stress reliever. I can be the man you wanna believe in. Maybe there's no time to reason. Creation.
Look. All right, all right. That'll do, I guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
Right on, right on, right on. Well,
how many songs do you want us to do?
Yeah.
I'm just keep playing. Okay. Just keep playing.
Just
yeah.
Keep playing. Another. Just keep selling your songs.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do another one. I don't. I think.
Soul for sight.
Okay, ready?
Oh yeah.
Soul music.
Call Nobody Knows. Nobody knows how love works these days. Glue tongue tied to the screen text and how you doing, babe. Chivalry, hey, the same. Without a drink, nobody's got no game. What would Frankie say? Love, love, won't you pick your heart the ground? Everybody's moving, grooving, trying to feel the whole sound. Timely, why don't you help me out? Nothing to pity, got nothing to lose. Baby boy, blue, can't I do? I'm no mabby, but I know I love you. I'm no romantic, but I swear I'm fantastic. With a little time, babe, I'll warm up to you. What would Johnny Boy do? Love, love, won't you pick your heart the ground? Everybody's moving, grooving, trying to feel the whole sound. Tell me, why don't you help me out? Nothing to prove, you got nothing to lose. Pick your heart of the ground. Everybody's moving, grooving, trying to feel the old sound. Time lives, why don't you help me out? Nothing to pity, got nothing to lose. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. It's kind of rehearsed, but not.
Did we ever do that once?
I think we did it once, but yeah, whatever, man.
Well, it's a beautiful song. So we're gonna listen to some more Rick Genge.
Already?
Yeah, more Rick Genge. And okay, this is another Rick Genge song, and so what we're gonna do now is just listen to. This is a. It's what they call an editorial by one of our Medicine Show team called John Jaworski. And it's called, Who Are You Being Yourself? So let's roll the Rick Genge so we have some background music for that. Okay. Being yourself is one of the most used, most misunderstood, and least practiced concepts out there. Who am I is not clear to many. And it is not an easy question to answer. Am I my name, which has been given to me by my parents? Am I my job, my gender, my religion, my schooling, or my economic standing? In our daily lives, we have many identities to fill, many roles to play. Each role comes equipped with certain characteristics, rules, and responsibilities. Speaking differently to your friends than you would to your family members, children, or even your boss, you might tell your friend about very personal, intimate details, but the topics and the word choice may differ when you're dealing with your family or your boss. In other words, we're like chameleons. We fashion different persona for each person or situation. And in this case, this causes confusion as to who or what our core identity is, which we call ourselves. We know there is a core identity within us. We are as unique as fingerprints or DNA. And those closest to us can perceive us too. So how can we be ourselves knowing that some of these roles are intricately tied to our sense of being? In a sense, we were also role-playing or acting, you know. So the work persona, for instance, is one such act or mask. We need to seek out situations that are not suppressing and they are an important part of who we are, and find jobs and situations, even relationships, that give us the space and opportunity to express ourselves as fully and as genuinely as possible. Examine your priorities until you feel as comfortable and home as possible. 100% compatibility is not realistic and perhaps not as productive, since it would take out the element of variety and growth, but a little or no compatibility would create stress and tension. This, in John Jaworski's view, is how one can be closer to being oneself. And it starts with a simple first step. Be completely honest with yourself and ask yourself, how would you in particular, not your parent, your spouse, or even your peers, for that matter, act? How would you act in a given situation that would have the best outcome? Find the answers that best suits you and that corresponds to your personality. You can do this. Good night, guys. Some of the guests are leaving. You can do this. Proceed slowly and cautiously, but it's like a painting. You will start first with general brush strokes, and over time you will learn to hone your skills and refine the picture that you are composing for yourself and for the outside world, which is, in the end, your own personal masterpiece, you. Okay, we're here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Coast Salish Territory, Unceded Territory. We're back with Shane Williams and... Well, I want to say drummer boy Matt. It's Matthew Bailey. And
damn right you want to say that.
Damn right, man. Give it up for the crew. I did want to say that last piece did need to be edited down a bit for radio. So why?
I didn't swear on it.
No, not what you were doing. What I just read there.
Oh,
it had to be edited. It was a little bit more extensive, and I do apologize to...
I was like, ouch, all right. I thought I was PG-13.
Yeah, keep it clean, guys. So if you need to swear, we have done a content warning. Just make it be within context and we'll all be good.
Content warning.
If you can't handle bad language.
Song called Big Old Bitties.
Be careful. Okay, what do you want to sing next?
No, I'm going to just do more of a short one. How many more do you want me to do?
Two at the most. We're running out of time. But...
I'll do two songs.
Time always slips by when you're having a good time. Damn. So, yeah. What do you want to do first? What's it called?
Shit, man. Yo, this one's...
Damn.
I think this one's called...
I said in context.
Chill out, bro. So, dude. This one's untitled for now, I guess.
Yeah, that's okay. Can you say anything about it? Did you write it for a purpose? Or you just the words came to you
the
in a dream, or what?
It's sort of about obviously being like inspired by like my beautiful girlfriend, but it just kind of branched out to being more girl. Just kind of like how I see love and how, you know, people always complain, you know, dorky people or women complain that they can't find love, but yet they throw themselves out there too hard, and you know they get used essentially. Or they think. Or people don't leave their house and wonder why they can't find anybody. So it's just kind of, you got to find the in-between. But pretty much saying love will come if you don't go out your way to find it. Just,
You know, there's very profound words that you're speaking, you know, and I hope that people are listening to that, because you throw yourself too hard, you cheat yourself. You don't put yourself out there, you don't get nothing. So learn, you know, I love the word date. Go dating. People date each other. Learn to love before you, you know, give up the cookie.
Don't rely on the alcohol, just man up.
That's right. Besides, if you only knew what you look like when you're drunk. Anyway, okay. Enough of this talking.
Made a blister. Anyways.
Sorry, oh, but from my side, you can say something. No. It's okay. I just want to babble.
No complaining.
All right, I'm just going to go into it and we'll see what happens.
All right. That's.
You can come in if you want, but I don't think you need to. Just chill out.
Just chill.
And things on a more sensitive note. The sun bows the way I look at you. The way your smile burns and sees my wound. Pretty eyed angel, way. Did I do to make a woman like you love me too? Ooh, oh no. Ooh, the thing about love. Stop hiding. Thing about love, it'll come when you stop trying. Thing about love, it'll come when you stop hiding. Thing about love, it'll come when you stop trying. Don't know how, but you make me feel so pure. Like the water that flows down the old river. It's nice to love when you don't love yourself. Otherwise my darkness will just start to swell. Ooh, oh no. Ooh, oh. Thing about love, it'll come when you stop hiding. Thing about love, it'll come when you stop trying. About love, it'll come when you stop hiding. Thing about love, it'll come when you stop trying. When you stop hiding. When you stop trying. When you stop hiding, Lord. When you stop trying. When you stop hiding. Stop trying. Thank you.
All right. That's what I call a medicine show material.
You like that?
Yeah, that's what
it's chill. It's easy and it gets powerful, I guess.
I like it. But, you know, don't worry about me. I'm just over here.
I'm not. It's okay. Deuce?
All right. So, would you guys have anything you any shout outs, any announcements, anything you want to build a fan base?
I'm hot if you want to hang out. I'm just kidding.
He's hot. If there's anybody wants to hang out, find him on Facebook under what?
Michael Jackson.
No, Michael Jackson, babies.
I'm Shane Williams.
Williams in Vancouver.
Yeah.
The musician dude.
I'm just trying to, if you like my stuff and you're willing to jam, do some blues.
That's what I'm talking about. If you want to hire this guy for your wedding, you know, he's the wedding singer.
I meant Steal the Bride.
No, there you go. All those bridesmaids better beware. Coming back up on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We'll be right back in a moment.
Monday. Get ready for the biggest open house of the semester so far.
CITR is going to explode!
From 12 to 3 under Pi R Squared will be tours, tunes for a loon, upcoming opportunities, mingling, and free food.
CITR Monday. Don't miss out.
I was a prisoner
of cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Wednesdays 3 to 4.
I mean, I just wanted to do a nice experimental music radio show and maybe throw in some nice talking that anonymous, like a private sense in your podcast. I mean, I think I can talk and that's good enough.
Fight or flight music sometimes for things that are not alright.
I just
radio essays and travesties, radio catechisms, half-baked philosophy and criticism. Experimental beat music, avant-garde, post-punk, industrial, noise, ad nauseum. Cue it up.
Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Two, one, we're back on the Medicine Show. Shane Williams in.
Crazy madness.
Craziness happening down here with Matt Bailey, Shane Williams. Hey, guess who's here in the studio? Kelly, DJ Ray, what's happening, dude?
Jack Johnson.
He's got the late night show coming up right after this one. We're going to try and do a jam of For What It's Worth, Buffalo Springfield, going into some.
And then some good old free falling.
Free falling into another song.
I'm right with you.
Okay, let's do this.
There's something happening here. For what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. He's telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines are being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people's thinking, speaking their mind. Too much resistance, things. Time we stop.
Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
It's time.
Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Stop. Hey,
what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Going down.
Slow down a little bit. She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Love Jesus. Make it too. She's a good girl. Crazy about Elvis. Love our Savior.
And a boyfriend too.
Hey, yeah, yeah. It's been a long day living with Cedo. There's a freeway right through the yard, and I'm a bad boy.
So they don't even miss her.
I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Yes, I'm that was a messed up orgy right there.
Yeah. All right.
I swear it's better when it's not messed up like that. I swear to God.
What? It was fun. It was fun. Shane Williams and Matt Bailey, thanks everybody for coming out tonight on the Madison Show.
Fuck
so,
yeah.
Thank you, CITR, for having us.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks.
It's absolutely a pleasure for having both you guys in the studio.
No, thank you so much. This is fun. You know, even though I kind of lost my voice, but yeah. This is sweet.
Every Friday night from 11 to 12:30, The Madison Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on 101.9 FM from unceded territory, Musqueam land. Coming up is MC Yogi's Breath Control. We've been playing some MC Yogi lately. This is the latest one. Thanks to the maker. Thanks to my parents. Thanks to everyone listening. Thanks to our guests, Georgia Coover, Greg Shibley, and Sean Hillman, Shane Williams, and drummer boy Matt Bailey, Matthew Bailey. Here's the song to go out with MC Yogi, Breath Control. See y'all next week. Stay tuned for the late night show with DJ Ray.
Take a deep breath now, let it all go. Exhalation, exaltation.
a bright light into creation. Breathe in, breathe out. Just let it fall out, breathe in, breathe out. Release the stress, just let it all out. Breathe in, breathe out. Release the stress, just let it all out. Control, steady breath control. Take a deep breath now, let it out.